This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. The city has released a comprehensive plan for one of its neighborhoods. Called Envision Hilltop, the nearly 200-page document lays out the history of the area, recent data on everything from employment to schools, housing to crime, and a 27-point plan for its future. WOSU's Paige Flager has been poring over the document, and she joins me now to fill us in. Welcome, Paige.
Thanks, Claire.
The first 60 or so pages of this is just an assessment of where the neighborhood stands right now. What did it have to say?
The goal of this plan is to accentuate the strengths of the Hilltop neighborhood while also tackling some of these big systematic issues. So Nick Bankston is the project manager for neighborhood transformation strategies for the city, and he traces a lot of the challenges in this community back to one thing.
Drug use is really what fuels some of the other kind of issues that we see in the neighborhood as well, which is plagued by vacant and abandoned housing, violent crime, prostitution.
Overdose deaths are more than two times higher in the Hilltop. The lifespan for someone in that neighborhood is 10 years younger than the county average. Infant mortality is 30% higher than the county average, too. So there are these big systematic issues. Along with crime and addiction, the plan also focuses on things like employment, business, and transportation.
I mentioned above that they're tackling almost 30 goals that affect quality of life in some of those areas, and everything from a living wage to hazardous driving. What did Bankston point to as the very top priorities?
So he kind of identified two areas that are more like upstream things that he wants to tackle that he hopes will kind of make things better for people in the future. So things
that will affect all the other areas, essentially.
Exactly. Yeah. So things like housing.
Affordability doesn't necessarily have to mean a lower quality or lower standard. And so how do we as a community come up with initiatives, incentives, and opportunities to create that kind of a market?
Also, they want to strengthen educational opportunities so that will also help the future generations of people growing up in the Hilltop.
Some of the biggest things that will be coming out of it, the plan is over $14 million investment in a new pre-K center on the Hilltop that will serve approximately 240 children.
That's a lot of different proposed projects. Where will the money for all that come from?
So there's no dollar figure for this specific plan because it's a partnership of a bunch of different entities. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the Department of Ed is the one putting the money into that new pre-K center. The Department of Neighborhoods is helping with cleanup efforts. The Department of Development is working on things like sidewalks. Rec and Parks is involved, too. So it's a long-term project, and they're hoping that more partnerships will kind of develop as the project moves forward.
This was just released about 15 minutes ago, but what do we know about what the neighborhood thinks of the plan?
This plan was developed after a bunch of different meetings, public meetings. So 12 public meetings in the community. They went to 30 different events in the community over the last like 18 months to talk to people and do outreach. So since it came out today, we don't really know what the community thinks, but Bankston says that the feedback of those who participated in those meetings was largely positive.
Some of the feedback we got from residents is that they felt that their voices were heard and that the process was transparent.
So some of these action items are already in the works, like working on things like illegal dumping. Some of them are upcoming, but Bankston says this process is just going to take time and a lot of hard work.
The Hilltop, as like I said, has a proud history and legacy in Columbus, and it didn't get this way overnight. And things aren't going to change overnight.
So there's a public meeting tonight to kind of talk through some of the details of the plan.
WOSU's Paige Flager, thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks, Claire.
WOSU's Paige Flager has been looking at the nearly 200-page document that comprises Envision Hilltop.